The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
One of the things that we have in the month of Rajab is a dua after the prayers we're told to read. Let's go over that dua a little bit and try to remind ourselves of the meanings contained within this supplication, that we're told to remind ourselves of it and supplicate to Allah. Ya man yu'til kathira bil qaleel. We address him, say, you're the one, oh, the one who yu'ti, gives al kathira, much, abundance, bil qalil, in return for small. What we do is really small. The amount that he gives is an abundance. Ya man yu'ti al kathira bil qalil. Ya man yu'ti man sa'alah. You're the one, and we're addressing him, oh Allah, but instead of saying Allah, the one who يُعْطِي مَنْ سَأَلَهُ, gives the one who asks him. Anyone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this in the Holy Quran. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. Whenever you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. يَا مَنْ يُعْطِي مَنْ سَأَلَهُ, you're the one who gives whoever asks. Above that, يَا مَنْ يُعْطِي مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلُهُ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْهُ, you give those who do not ask you and do not even know you. They didn't know you. They don't recognize you. They say there is no God. What is God? Where do they have, where do they attain all that rizq, sustenance, life, oxygen, water, nutrients, their bodies functioning, all the comfort, all the joy? Where does that come from? يَا مَنْ يُعْطِي مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلْهُ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْهُ تَحَنُّنًا مِنْهُ وَرَحْمَةً. And this is a blessing from your part.
أعطني بمسألتي إياك جميع خير الدنيا وجميع خير الآخرة.
Give me, Ya Allah, now that you're the one who gives those who ask and those who don't ask. Give me, أعطني بمسألتي إياك, through me asking you. He said, whoever asks, you'll give. I'm asking you.
جميع خير الدنيا وجميع خير الآخرة. All the good of this lower realm, this lowest form of existence, and jami'a khayr al-akhira, all the good in the hereafter, on the last day. I ask you.
We've got to, when we read this dua and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to truly want that. We shouldn't think that, oh, you know, I don't deserve it, or I can't get it, or how is that possible? Ask. There's nothing that stops him from giving. No one can stop him from giving. He is able to give. You ask.
أعطني بمسألتي إياك جميع خير الدنيا وجميع خير الآخرة واصرف عني بمسألتي إياك جميع شر الدنيا وشر الآخرة. And turn away from me, through me asking you, all of the shar of this realm, of this lowest life, ad-dunya, and the shar of the akhirah. The shar of akhirah is hell. It's all one problem. It's hellfire. In this world, it's made plural. There's various forms of shar. Jamia shar ad-dunya wa shar al-akhirah. فَإِنَّهُ غَيْرُ مَنْقُوسًا مَا أَعْطَيْتِ. Because I'm asking all these things for you to give me, and what you give, nothing, you lose nothing when you give. You are such. When we give, we lose. In various ways. None of what God gives, in any way there's any loss for Him. فَإِنَّهُ غَيْرُ مَنْقُوسًا مَا أَعْطَيْتِ. وزدني. I ask all of that. Now I say, give me even more. وزدني من فضلك. This is what I understand, what I can comprehend, and I'm asking for. You give me. وزدني من فضلك يا كريم. There's a couple of ideas regarding this dua that, as we read it throughout this month, inshallah, I think it's good for us to have a little deeper understanding, a little further understanding of the dua, so that when we read this dua, when we recite this dua, these thoughts can help us ask with a deeper understanding of what we're asking for. One of the ideas is that we say two things regarding shar in this dua. He said, وَآمَنُوا سَخَطَهُ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شَرْ. For shar, I feel safe that this is not God taking out anger on me. That's one thing. The other thing is, وَصْرِفْ عَنِّي بِمَسْأَلَتِي إِيَّاكِ جَمِيعَ شَرِّ الدُّنْيَا وَشَرِّ الْآخِرَةِ. There is the idea of shar in this world and in the akhirah. And we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove that shar, turn it away from me. So on one hand, we read in this and we're taught to ask Allah or to say, addressing Him, that when there is shar, I feel secure. آمَنُ سَخَطَهُ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شَر. There's amn from His sakhat. His wrath. This is on one hand. On the other hand, we ask Allah to turn shar away from me in this life and in the hereafter. Let me add something from outside the dua as well, so that we perhaps can understand a bit more what we're asking for. And maybe you understand a little more regarding shar in general. The Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim ajma'in are the ones who taught us this dua. The Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim ajma'in read this dua. If for whatever reason we have doubts regarding our dua being accepted, we know for a fact the Ahlul Bayt's dua is accepted. So when they ask, وَصْرِفْ عَنِّي بِمَسْأَلَتِي إِيَّاكِ جَمِيعَ شَرِّ الدُّنْيَا وَشَرِّ الْآخِرَةِ, turn away from me, as I ask you, or because I ask you, the shar of this world and the shar of the akhirah, we know that is what happens, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them what they're asking. If we have doubts, which I encourage for us not to, because God says, and we read in this dua as well, the Qur'an, He tells us, and then in this dua, the Ahlul Bayt have taught us to say this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّعْ إِذَا دَعَانُ. If they ask, I respond, I give. The Ahlul Bayt have asked, their dua has been responded to, He's given them. Alright, that's inshallah accepted, understood.
Well, now here comes the difficult part. Well, if there's no shar, because God removed shar, because they asked for it, then why is there so much hardship? Why were they imprisoned? Why were they tortured? Why were they hurt? Why were they in Karbala, Imam al-Hussein, salamullah alayhi, all those things that happened to him? Is that not shar? Or is it shar? Or is it shar? This is a difficult topic, of course. And there's a lot of different things that have been said about it. And I can't address every opinion, every point that these different people have mentioned, different ulama. May Allah bless them all and protect them all and bless the souls of those who've passed. I can't address all of that. However, if we do the math of what we just spoke of, then it's either we have to conclude that the Ahlul Bayt didn't do the dua, which our accounts are they did the dua, or their dua was not answered, which it's clear the Ahlul Bayt's dua is answered, or what happened to them is not shar. So one of these. We can't accept that they prayed for shar to be turned away from them, and their prayers to be answered, and they still had shar. That just doesn't make sense. They asked, وَصْرِفْ عَنِّي بِمَسْأَلَتِي يَكْ جَمِيعَ شَرِّ الدُّنْيَا وَشَرِّ الْآخِرَةِ. Turn all the shar of the dunya and the shar of the akhirah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Halim Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.